Developing renunciation. Wherever we are born in samsara, even in the highest God realm, there is no freedom from suffering. Certainly the human realm is not free from suffering. We have only to look around us, read a newspaper, or watch television to see that human beings experience terrible sufferings. Moreover, if we succeed in taking rebirth in the fortunate realms, it is only like taking a short holiday. Afterwards, we once again have to descend to the lower realms, where we experience extreme suffering for inconceivably long periods. We experience all these sufferings because we are in samsara. If we think deeply about this, we shall realize that if we want real freedom and real happiness, we must escape from samsara. To escape from samsara, we must cut its root by eradicating self-grasping from our mental continuum. This depends upon training in higher wisdom, which depends upon training in higher concentration, which depends upon training in higher moral discipline. These three trainings are called higher trainings because they are motivated by renunciation. Therefore, our first step in escaping from samsara is to develop renunciation. We develop renunciation by contemplating the many faults of samsara, such as those explained shortly. We may wonder why it is necessary to contemplate sufferings such as birth, aging, sickness, and death, especially since we have already experienced the first and can do nothing to avoid the others. The reason is that by meditating on these sufferings, we realize that the very nature of samsaric existence is suffering, and that until we escape from samsara, we shall have to experience the same pains in life after life. This induces a strong wish to escape from samsara by abandoning its cause, self-grasping. This wish is renunciation. There now follows seven separate contemplations on the sufferings of samsara. It is not necessary to contemplate all these points every time we meditate. Rather, we should contemplate mainly those points that have the greatest impact on our mind and that help us to develop renunciation. When a strong feeling of renunciation arises in our mind, we should refrain from further analysis and focus our mind single-pointedly on this feeling for as long as possible. In these contemplations, we think about the various sufferings experienced in the human realm. But we should bear in mind that the sufferings of other realms are generally far worse.